Newell Fonda Principal Dick Jungers joins us for the School Spotlight program. And why not start things, Dick, by talking about a celebration going on here at Newell Fonda?
Yes, we have our monthly PBIS celebration, and today we're going to do a little snow fun is what we call it. We had, from the last snowstorm, the city guys piled a bunch of snow on the football practice field, and the kids today bring in their snow gear, and we're going to go tobogganing and tubing down those hills, and they're going to make snow forts. And with the weather going to be in the 50s and 60s, we thought we better move it up a few days, and because there's not going to be much snow around to hit those temps. But all of our kids have been doing such a great job with their expectations on what we expect out of students, being positive, safe, responsible, and respectful. And because of that, we're going to have them celebrate those successes outside the snow.
Well, right now, mom and dad's listening are saying, yes, our kids are going to be good and tired, and they're going to go to bed right away tonight.
Well, you know, I guess one thing, you know, when we talk about planning our activities, kids are so technology-driven. Sometimes it's nice to plan activities that are away from technology so that, you know, kids go outside and play in the snow and play with their friends. You know, it's a little different from when you and I were growing up and we were having snowball fights, but the kids will not be able to throw snow at each other. So,
all right. And we are going to segue from that into FFA Week right around the corner.
Yes, Crystal Nealon does a great job promoting FFA and all the ag-related programs in our school. And she's collaborating a project with another school at Nashua Plainfield. She's also introducing ag activities into all the elementary classrooms. So again, small school atmosphere where high school kids are teaching ag-related materials to our elementary students, and just some wonderful things going on. And then next week being FFA week, we have some fun activities planned. I think Monday they're going to have a pie eating contest for the high school students. Tuesday will be a Teach Ag Day, so they're going to teach students around the school about agricultural products. And then Wednesday, the FFA Appreciation Lunch, where they make a meal for all the staff and all the people that are important to the FFA program for all their contributions. Thursday is Animal PJ Day for all students and staff. I'm not going to bring my pajamas to school, but I think a lot of other people will participate. And then Friday will be Drive Your Tractor to School and the Ag Olympics for the high school. So this is all in coordination with the district FFA convention on March 5th. So we've just got a lot of ag-related stuff coming up.
Well, that's excellent. I know that's a fun week for many. And you and I need to tie the knot on this interview with some announcements here going on with the school.
Yeah, you know, we have some all-state speech that was just performed, district band. We've got theater productions coming up. So just a lot of multi-activities going on. And, you know, the kids that you'll see on the in the cheerleader uniforms and the basketball court are the same kids that are in all these other programs. So our kids are really well-rounded and have a lot of opportunities to receive unique experiences. Yeah. So we're just very proud that our school can provide all these opportunities for the kids.
Well, great words right here to wrap up our School Spotlight program. That's what it's all about for your students. And Coach Jungers, good luck Friday night, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris. And just a quick shout out to First Community Bank and DFS for all their support of all things Newell Fonda.
And they sponsor our School Spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.